you know, any other shapes or sizes of squirrels?
Well, they have the chipmunks, little striped squirrels. The only ones I know about is the gray squirrels and the chipmunks.
We don't have any red squirrels down here, do we?
I don't see any.
What are some of the common fish that you used to have around Buford and maybe around here in Lawrenceville and some of the lakes and ponds and rivers?
The catfish and the bream. And I can't recall the names of the fish.
Catfish and bream.
What is it?
What do pearls grow in, Mom?
Oysters.
Speak up a little for me. And what do you hear croaking sometimes in the middle of the night out in swamps?
Frogs. Bullfrogs.
Did you ever have a name for the little ones that that might never grow too large, maybe just an inch or so? Besides bullfrog, was there ever a name for those little bitty ones?
I don't know. Is that what they used to call pollywogs? Or
What's another word for a frog? Just that starts with a T, perhaps.
Tadpoles, I reckon. I don't know.
Perhaps a brown frog could be called. What else?
A toad frog. Now they live on the dry land.
Yeah. Did you ever call them? Dry land frog?
No. The toad frogs don't live in water.
What are some things that live out in the garden that help the plants and that are real popular to go fishing with?
You talking about worms?
What are some different names for the kind of worms?
Earthworms, red worms.
And what about another sort of animal that lives around water and has a hard shell on its back?
Turtle. Okay. And then there's another one that's a hard shell. The terrapin lives on dry land. And the turtle lives near the water.
Have you ever heard a terrapin called gopher?
I don't believe I did.
What are these little things that look like lobsters that live in freshwater streams, lives in a branch?
Minnows.
Has a hard shell.
You talking about shrimp?
No, I was thinking of, well, this thing that has claws and it moves backwards.
Crawfish.